I was padding through the snow, looking up at the canyon walls, when suddenly my ears flew up. I stopped in my tracks and listened. There it was again, the haunting sound of a coyote singing his evening dirge. My heart began to pound. The hair stood up on my back. My stomach growled because, well, I hadn't eaten in a while. My ears stiffened to their full alert position. My eyes searched the canyon rim. Slowly but inexorably, my sensory equipment focused on one spot. A cave in the canyon wall. I crept toward it, taking full advantage of what little natural cover I could find. The snow crunched beneath my paws. I could hear the singer's voice very well now. Your typical coyote singing the day to sleep. Whether he was alone or part of a large war party, I couldn't determine. At the moment, I could only hear one single voice. I slipped from rock to rock and brush to brush and made my way up the canyon wall. As I neared the mouth of the cave, I was struck by an odd sensation, the feeling that I had visited this place before in a dream. This phenomenon, known as pre-visitation dreameration, is fairly common among the higher echelon of cow dogs. Stripped of the complex scientific language, it simply means that some dogs actually have the ability to visit the future in their dreams. Hence my feeling that I had been to this cave before. The best scientific minds in the world have grappled with this mystery, but have failed to explain it. Even I can't explain it. All I can say is that it happens. I hunkered down among the rocks and listened. Imagine my surprise when I heard a banjo playing. Yes, I had dreamed this scene before. I knew I had. The banjo was poorly tuned, just as in my dream, and the voice